Might as well ask, why is the tree good? Why is the sunset good? Why are boobs good? Man, firecrackers. You stick them in mailboxes, you drop them in toilets, you shove them up bullfrogs' ass.
I would never do that.
You all right, Clyde?
Not really. Preacher shot my dick off.
Give me liberty or give me death, but only the kind of liberty you find in a controlled, well-regulated society.
If I were using that microscope right now, I still wouldn't be able to locate my interest in your problem.
What do you mean, booze ain't food? I'd rather chop off my ding dong than admit that.
There's nothing like that, penis threat!
Stop calling your granddaddy a homo.
Didn't say no homo.
I don't want to say no homo. I'm a homo your ass. You don't stop saying pause.
Pause.
And I am the advocate for the most non-PG ass kicker of the PG era, Brock Lesnar!
You're listening to Comic Con Koozie, your weekly podcast for all your geeky garbage, kitschy comedy, and nerdy news. I'm Cole.
I'm Adam.
I'm Elijah.
Taylor's gone, second week in a row.
He's a busy boy.
Busy man.
He moved into his new place this past weekend, and not here because he needed to switch his schedule around with somebody else so that he could get his moving done.
How come he didn't ask us for help?
He was wondering why you were asking him for treadmill help if you didn't offer to. No, he didn't want our help.
Yeah, I still need help with that treadmill.
He didn't need any help. I called him yesterday. And he's like, hey, you want to come see it? And I went over to his place. And it is a weird house, but it's really cool.
Yeah.
Like, it's got all the flooring is really nice and all new and stuff. But, like, especially in the basement, kind of feels like it was, like, more of, like, a 70s sort of feel. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of got this mishmash of, like, very modern and kind of older 70s stuff. I even said to him when I walked down in there, I was like, whoa, it's like walking into a Long John Silver's because there's all this white, but it has all this like brown trim, like all these 2x4 or 4x4s going up the sides of it.
Like a cargo ship.
It reminds me of your house a little bit. Your basement, yeah. Not your house, but your basement. But then like he's got these areas of white particle board just up there. Like, he could definitely throw darts at his wall. Never know.
Cool.
But it's it's really cool. There's, like, no right angles in the house. Everything is off kilter just a little bit. There's round walls.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's crazy.
Huh. But a very unique design.
It's very unique, and it's nice there.
Huh. Well, check it out. Sure he'll have a get-together or something.
Did he mention anything about a jam spot?
Yes. He showed me two rooms, one that he wants to podcast out of. And a second one that he wants to just have for like a band recording and stuff, that kind of stuff.
Cool.
I had looked at some photos of houses when he was, house hunting, and I remember this one because upstairs all the floors were redone, and it's the same thing throughout the whole upstairs. But is this the house where in the basement there's like one room that has green shag carpet? Is that
I think this might be the same house because he had mentioned something about how he wished they left the shade carpet, it's not there.
Okay, well, dang it.
But what was the other thing? Oh, their kitchen. Oh, I'm jealous of that.
Yeah?
It's like, I know I got a nicer, newer, updated kitchen, mm-hmm. but his is like you can turn around like 360 degrees and be working it like everywhere. Oh, it's really, and it's
a high-functioning kitchen then, yeah.
Yeah, cool. I think my mom referred to those things as like a valley kitchen or something.
I don't know. I'm not familiar with names of kitchens, but.
But it's a really super nice kitchen. And there's room. So it's not like when you turn around, you're already facing the next counter. You have like room to move and stuff.
Plenty of space to make his famous salt potatoes.
Salt potatoes.
Yeah. Are you not familiar with the salt potatoes?
No.
Mm-mm.
You should be. Let's see. I think this was around Thanksgiving time. Elijah had a potluck at his place, and we all went over there. I don't remember what I brought, but Taylor brought his famous salt potatoes.
Yeah.
And he was like, these are so good. And I'm pretty sure all they were were potatoes boiled in salt water.
Okay.
And that was it.
That was it. They were just potatoes.
Famous salt potatoes. And he was like, these are the best potatoes. Well, now that you've mentioned it,
I have heard of those.
I'm like, wow. So I want to see what else he can cook up.
So
in
that's
his
a
fancy
low bar.
Kitchen.
All I got to do is make some potatoes a little better than boiled in salt water.
Yeah, maybe there was more to it, but he acted like it was the greatest thing ever.
When I got over there, we're looking around the house, and I guess he had thrown some bratwurst on the grill, and so he's like, "Hey, you want one?" I was like, "Yes, if you're offering, I'll take." I ate over there, and he got a free grill from his parents. Man, he did nothing but bitch, moan, and complain about that. Oh, it was so rusty. I had to scrape all their... It's like, it's a free grill, dude. I'm like, what's the second one? Memorial Day or Labor Day? I think it's Labor Day, right?
Coming up?
Yeah.
Labor Day.
I'm like, dude, it's a free grill. Just use it till Labor Day. Then all the grills go on sale at every store. They all mm-hmm. have big Labor Day sales and, you know, go ahead and get one of those.
Yeah.
What a complainer.
It's a free grill, man. Yeah.
I'm sure I have some kitchen items that are just collecting dust. So when he does a housewarming party, I should be able to give him a lot of
make sure there's
George Foremans and
make sure they're rusty though.
Yes, okay.
I've got a George Foreman to give him.
Yeah,
I wish I had that old juicer. I'd like to throw that on his counter.
Oh yeah, I mean if he's got room in the kitchen, I mean come on.
Yeah, uh-huh.
He needs appliances just to play with for a little while.
It was cool seeing him though. I don't think I've seen him for since you guys came back from South Dakota, so like that's the last time.
Yeah, okay. What? I don't think I have either, other than through like Snapchat. He always sends little videos to me through that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I did a bunch of work in my backyard here, me and my brother, and my brother had his buddy Alex come over, and then our youngest brother came by. And
it's a family reunion.
Yeah, my pop was here for a little bit, but he had some other things to do, so he ran the backhoe and dug out like a trench where we were gonna put all these rocks and stuff. We were me and my brother's friend Alex. He's a good dude. He came over, and it was just us like moving these huge rocks mm-hmm. by hand, and we did that for about an hour and a half, and we got about 20 feet of it done. 20 feet, 20 by 4 feet, and oh my, I was sweating out of everywhere. I was sweating out of holes that I don't want to be sweating out of. But it was we got a lot done in a short amount of time. Then I had to go to work, and I sent my brother a text later, like, hey, send me some pictures of your progress, and mm-hmm. they were done by that time.
Nice.
A few hours later, it was a good day. We got a lot done. When my pop was leaving, you see that we kind of had to move where the rabbit is and stuff.
Yeah, I saw it.
So the picnic table umbrella, my brother and Natalie decided to put that up there so he's got some more shade. There's a fan out there.
Outside. I saw the fan clipped fan, on the side.
The fan, well, the fan is just wherever. Like, if he's in the one area, we move it over there. It's been up for, we've had that fan on him for over a month.
I saw it outside the garage and it's roof a fan. For a while there.
Yep. She bought him a stuffed animal, which, you know, for a rabbit, they're not going to fetch it or anything. It's basically just a sex doll.
Oh,
you know,
okay.
It's just, here's a stuffed animal. Here's something for you to hump.
He just humps it. Just,
yeah, it's like.
All right.
But
why
my my pop's leaving, and he looks over at all the stuff that the rabbit's got, and he's like, my God, when I die, I want to come back as Natalie's rabbit. Like, that thing is so spoiled. But it's great. It's a lot of fun to have around. So.
Oh, sure. Really? I'm not touching that toy, though.
Yeah, no.
I probably will one day. I'll be like, oh, what's this?
What's
this? Oh, God. Oh, sticky.
You'll come over, Cole, and just be like, catch.
Yeah. Okay.
I definitely will do that.
Yeah. Touch in your mouth.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Well, have Taylor be like, hey, I bet you can't catch this with your teeth.
Hopefully he doesn't listen to this.
Man, he won't.
He won't. No. All right, we'll do it next week.
Yeah.
He'll expect another mouse trap, though.
Yeah, yeah.
So did you get your whole wallet situation taken care of, your DMV stuff?
Well, I canceled my driver's license, or I went in for a new driver's license, canceled my debit card and all my other cards, so I'm waiting on those. And then went camping this weekend, And we camped at Lewis and Clark National, or State Park.
Yeah,
okay. It is. And we got a spot, just a tent camp spot. Went out, decided to go get something to eat and come back. And it was kind of dark at this point. We couldn't find a parking spot where we were. And we're like, what the hell? And then there's the ranger and somebody else setting up camp right next to us. And we come to find out that it's reservation only.
Oh.
Yeah. And it's already dark. She found us another spot that was reserved for emergencies.
Okay.
So just one little spot way up by the road. And then we have to, like, tear down all the stuff we had brought out in, like, just a matter of minutes and then go set up at a new spot. We didn't get to eat till super late. It was a rough one.
Yeah.
And then slept, woke up the next morning, and there on the seat is my wallet that I lost. Yeah.
That's great.
On the seat of what? The Ranger?
Yes.
So it was in your vehicle the whole time?
The whole time.
Well, hey, that's...
I couldn't believe it.
But that's a relief, though. Semi, I mean...
Yeah, it's a great relief on the whole security of it.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, and that amount of cash that you told me you had in there that you thought was gone forever.
Yeah.
I'm glad that you have that.
Yeah, that 270.
Okay.
Now you should buy yourself something real nice.
Turned out
you
it was like it was 330. Gone.
What?
Yeah. It's all the money I didn't spend in Deadwood. I didn't gamble that hard.
Yeah, I guess not.
Nope.
That's good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nice. So, nice. Just waiting on my other cards and she'll be back to normal. But man, what a dumbass thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
So, I must have like put it back in the bag. I didn't close that bag. And I think I just tossed it in. And then the wallet went like in between the door and the back seat crack.
Yeah.
Okay. I think that's where it wound up. Couldn't find it.
Huh? That's good news, though.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's funny because I asked him, hey, what happened with your whole wallet situation? He started talking about it for a second, and then he went off on camping. I thought, he just doesn't want to talk about his wallet anymore.
It's a touchy subject.
Okay, just let him go on with this story. But it came around.
I see.
Bring it back around.
He's feeling like a baller. He bought me this mellow yellow today.
Yeah.
Boomerang that story and bought you a mellow yellow.
I didn't even know
what
why.
What a hero.
You want a soda?
He's like, you want some candy? I was like, okay.
Yeah. Nice.
He grabbed a sucker.
Yeah. Then I drilled it. I threw it away. I can't eat suckers anymore.
So what have you been up to now, Adam?
Tilling. I finally got around to doing some backyard stuff.
Tilling like a villain?
Illin. Yeah. Chilling. Tilling.
Yeah.
Cool.
I didn't think it was as cool as you guys are talking about. That's all. Like, that's what I did this morning anyway.
And you bought a new tiller, right?
Yeah, I bought ours. I borrowed yours. I gave it back. I called my dad. So I swear he had the same tiller as you did.
Okay.
And then he's like, it doesn't work. Some like cog or something inside of it was busted out. It wasn't like an easy fix. Like, whatever. So I had went out and bought an electric tiller, which actually is pretty slick. I thought I'd be really annoyed by it.
So do you charge that or do you keep it plugged in?
It's just plugged in all the time.
Okay.
And that's the only annoying part is like keep making sure the cord is like kind of tossed to the side while I'm going.
Yeah.
So I don't, you know, till up a cord. But otherwise, it works slick. It does the job. And I tilled probably like half of my lower backyard there. Because I tilled some this spring and I put some grass seed down. But all it ended up doing was popping up a couple, you know, patchy spots and then weeds everywhere else. So I just was like, screw that. And I tilled just a ton of spot. Any spot that was kind of bare of no grass, I went through and just tilled it.
Mm-hmm.
So like a huge chunk. You'll see it eventually.
Cool.
It looks much better. Even though it's just dirt, it looks way better than a bunch of weeds back there.
How's your back after that?
The back isn't too bad.
I don't know. I find tilling, after an hour of that, it gets pretty rough.
Yeah. Well, you got to let the tiller do the work.
Yeah.
Not your back.
Yeah.
I'll show you sometime.
Okay.
But yeah, that's the exciting thing. And actually, after the podcast, I'll probably go and till some more.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I went up to Williston to pick up a bunch of my grandparents' old belongings, a desk, and some chess, and like a homestead chess. That was kind of cool.
I didn't see that.
And then I sent
a
picture of the desk and all my grandpa's belongings and I think some of my great grandpa's stuff in there.
Yeah.
Those old timey glasses and
a pipe? Was that the
A pipe.
A little magnifying glass.
Magnifying glass.
Was I right? Because I thought that one item looked like a savings bond. Was that what it was?
Yeah, I think so, but I don't know if it's like still
valid
yeah. at all. I don't know.
Yeah.
I think that would have been claimed by somebody if it was.
Maybe not.
Like my uncle knew everything that was
gaining
in there,
interest since 1940.
Yeah, I know. I should look into it though.
Yeah, maybe it's worth something. Yeah. That'd be cool.
Cool.
Yeah, you find your wallet and a savings bond. Yeah. Awesome.
Dude, how many Mountain Dews do you think he would buy you then? How many suckers could you just get rid of after choking on it?
Oh man.
Drooling on it.
I'd be balling. I'd just, one lick, throw it away. Yep. Next sucker.
How many licks does it take for Adam to throw it away?
Just one.
Just one.
Yeah. Sucker taste test. We'll do that sometime.
Sounds good.
Yeah. What else we got? I have a news story.
Okay.
I don't know if we have any sounds.
No, all
I right,
got
we'll
no
throw
sounds.
Them in later.
Dun, 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 dun.
This just in. Cool.
Jinx, you owe me a Coke.
Have you guys heard about the mystery seeds being sent out?
Yeah.
Yeah, so every state's received these mystery seeds from China. And I just thought, if you've ever been on Wish.com, you can order...
Woot Crate.
Woot. you can get seeds, weird seeds from them. And I just thought maybe a bunch of people had ordered seeds, forgot about them.
Yeah.
And now they're finally coming. Their shipments from Wish are coming
in. Oh, right, right.
You know.
I still haven't received any of my Wish stuff, and I don't remember what I ordered.
So if it ever appears, though, it'll be a nice surprise.
Yeah.
So anyway, I guess they've started identifying some of these seeds, and most of them, what they have identified, have been mustard, cabbage, morning glory, and herbs like mint, sage, rosemary, and lavender. And some hibiscus and roses were also found. So it's nothing that's too crazy, but they're worried that maybe these seeds could be covered in something that would damage crops. You know, if you were to just willy-nilly plant these outside and whatever, because they could become an invasive species.
Huh.
So don't plant them unless you know what they are, I guess. And you're supposed to call your local agriculture or official and get it checked out. So I just thought that was kind of interesting.
Cool.
And what else?
Fellas, are you still pouting?
Yeah, fellas. A Dunkin' Donuts, Dunkin' employee.
This is the guy in Chicago.
Yeah, he was arrested after a police officer found spit in his coffee. So the trooper got this large black coffee and he removed the lid. Just let it cool off, and inside he saw a big chunky mucus, later confirmed to be saliva. And so this 25-year-old was charged with disorderly conduct, reckless conduct, and battery to a police officer. Battery.
I think assault is when you actually touch someone, and battery is when you have the intention of harming them, but you haven't actually done it's like an attempt. Okay. No, that'd be attempted assault.
So,
I'm not sure. I think it was Bill Burr looked it up on his podcast.
Okay.
And it was differing from state to state.
Oh, what battery would be?
Yeah. The difference between assault and bat, like one is the act and one is actually doing, I don't know. Or one is just attempting to hurt someone.
Yeah.
Something like that.
But in this climate, you start spitting in people's stuff, you know, come on. Well, you should never
do that. That's just wrong. That's just wrong all the time.
Right. I would have been arrested.
And here's the guy if you're curious.
I already seen the picture. The guy looks like a greasy butthole. Look at that.
There you go.
Look at that greasy,
greasy butthole.
Greasy haired butthole.
Yep. Not a fan. And what else? Celebrity death. I don't know if you guys have any others.
Wow.
I don't, I like this.
I know you forgot your thing that makes the noise, but this is a really intense dead celebrities music.
That was good.
That was good.
So Wilfred Brimley died.
Oh. I actually laughed a lot when I heard it.
Did he really?
Yeah, I did. I couldn't stop this morning.
Jerk.
I love Wilfred. But a couple of years ago on the podcast, I brought up, we were doing these Guess Who's Alive type thing.
Oh, yeah.
And Wilfred popped up a couple of years ago on my thing.
Yeah, I mean,
I was like, wow, this guy is still around.
Taylor does a mean impression of him. Like, when I say mean, it's not like
it's a mean, jerk.
But it's like really good. But it's about him and his diabetes commercials.
Well, that's the only reason why I thought maybe he was still alive. But I, you know, those commercials were never filmed all that great anyway, so they kind of looked older.
Right, right.
So I didn't know if they were just replaying his diabetes commercials
from the 80s. For Brimley. Yeah. I got diabetes.
Yeah. Well, he died from I think it was kidney failure.
Oh yeah. What age though?
85.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, he was only 85, man. I would have thought this guy was maybe 185.
But I mean, I think when you have that, like,
that old mustache man and look. Old
look.
Yeah.
You know, it just, you kind of maintain looking old. Because he looked old in the 80s. I think
he's been playing, like, 85-year-olds for, like, 30 years.
So he was, like, 50, 55, I guess, when we were watching him in the 80s.
So, yeah, he was in Cocoon. If you guys recall, that was a good one.
Yeah.
Was he one of the old people?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was. And you think about that, if I got to find what year Cocoon came out, because that had to have been
85.
So in 85, he was playing like a retiree. So let me do the math. That would have been 35 years ago. He would have been 50 years old then, playing however old, a retiree.
Yeah.
So that's crazy.
He's always playing an older version of himself.
Yeah,
anyway.
Yeah. I swear.
What else? What was that commercial he was always in with kids?
A commercial?
Yeah. Mm. I don't know if it was a cereal or a breakfast thing. I don't know.
Life?
Oat Bran? Quaker's Oatmeal? Was that it?
I don't know.
I think he was a Quaker spokes guy.
He was. Oh, yeah. He was in Ewok's Battle of Endor as well.
Yes. The TV.
Yep.
Movie.
That was a good one, too, because you really got to see the Ewoks.
And he was in a Van Damme movie, Hard Target.
Yeah, well, when I looked up his name on IMDb, it's Van Damme right on the top. A bunch of pictures of Wilfred Brimley and Van Damme.
Just nice.
Scroll through there.
So I like that film.
They must have had a good relationship together. He was also, I think he was on the Waltons, like a main, like a mountain guy on the Waltons.
I heard he hated kids.
Maybe. I don't know.
You can't hold that against a guy.
No, you really can't.
Yeah. I think he just was kind of a kind of guy.
Right,
so,
right.
So maybe the way he talked to kids wasn't all sweet, you know.
Well, let me
you're gonna
look that
look
up.
And try
give
to
me
see.
Another
you want another movie or something from him?
Yeah.
Let's see. The Natural. That was Robert Redford. That was a baseball one.
It's a baseball movie.
The Thing.
Oh, nice.
Hard Target. Let's see what he did more recently. I believe.
I think he did a lot of Lifetime movies.
Maybe that was a Lifetime one or Hallmark or something.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I meant. Okay. Hallmark movies.
Yeah. Did you hear about the Morgans in 2009? The last thing that's there's a movie or something called Cellophane that doesn't have any date on it on the very top. So maybe he's got something coming out. Titled Cellophane.
So you were talking about Cocoon.
Cocoon, yeah.
So my brother's been getting really mad at these butterflies.
Well, this is a nice goal.
That have been landing on like the kale and the cauliflower out there.
Yeah.
They're these white butterflies. They're called sulfur butterflies. He calls them cauliflower moths, but they're sulfur butterflies.
They're actually butterfly. They are.
Yeah,
moths.
They're actually butterflies, okay. And they land on these plants we got in our garden, and then they lay their eggs onto the leaves, and they turn into these green caterpillars that eat up the leaves really bad.
Yeah.
So he's basically said, if you see them, take your salt shotgun and shoot these things. I've been shooting butterflies out of the sky.
Nice.
And it's been a lot of fun.
Is that why you have a net on that? Okay.
Yeah, the light can get through, but the bugs can't.
Yeah,
so.
Okay.
After we're done here, we should go shotgun down some butterflies.
All right.
Let's take them out.
Did you figure out what you needed to figure out there, man?
No, I didn't figure out if he hates kids, but there's a whole like.
Did you just look up Wilford Brimley?
Well, I got a thing of 10 facts about Wilford.
Gilford
we could do
Gimli.
That in the next half hour Gimlet. If you want to save that.
Yeah, we're running low on time. We got maybe 2 minutes unless you just want to end the radio portion.
Well, any final thoughts? Here's what I learned. Okay. I learned that I am a dumbass for losing my wallet.
We knew that.
Yeah, we all knew
that. Vehicle. I know I made a police report. I canceled all my cards. I went through a lot of stuff on it. So, I don't know.
Okay.
Things.
And when you edit this later, just put in the more you know sound.
Yeah.
I like how Taylor's gone, so you're doing the thing you get mad at Taylor about doing.
The noise.
Yeah.
Son of a...
We need more of that.
Yeah, anyway, I had a rough weekend, but a good weekend in itself. Good times. Now I'm ready for next weekend. I want to go camping. It's going to get hot again.
Hot,
90.
Hot. Time to swim.
So if you guys want to hit up maybe some some local area.
I'm back at work full time now, starting tomorrow.
Okay. So, well, me and Adam, it is.
I guess.
Yeah, we'll see. My sister's in town.
Let's go to the movies. Let's go see some stars. Welcome to this Grand Delusion, podcasters with some delusion. Hey, it's Taylor's Movie Reviews.
Yay.
Yeah, so I don't know. I watched some movies here.
What did you watch?
The one that you were talking about last week,
Paul Spring. Yeah, I don't think I can remember the name of it.
With Andy Samberg.
Yeah.
That was the one you were talking about that was kind of like Groundhog Day.
Yeah.
I liked it a lot.
You did? Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, it was a new take because it drew in other characters who repeat the same day, too.
Yeah. I had J. Jonah Jameson from the Tobey Maguire. What's that guy's name?
His real name?
Yeah.
J.K. Rowling.
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
Well, it had him, and he was pretty funny in it.
Simmons.
Yeah.
Yeah, Rowling is like the author.
Yeah.
Harry Potter. The one who hates gays and trans people.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she does. Yeah, he was in it. He was hilarious. It had Andy Samberg and some other chick in there.
Yeah.
And, it was great. I don't know.
That was a straight to Hulu one. I had seen the preview before and I didn't know when it was coming out and it had appeared on my Hulu and I was like, all right, I'll watch it. And you seem to have liked it more than I did. I thought it was a fine movie, but if I'm going Andy Samberg, I'm going Hot Rod over this movie.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ooh. But it was fine. It was fine. It was a new take on repeating the same day. Similar to, what's that, Valentine one where she repeats.
Oh, the horror movie. I've never seen it.
Because that, I think.
Be My Valentine. I've never seen it, though.
Yeah, or something like. Yeah, is that right? Be My Valentine?
No.
Whatever.
It was that girl in college.
Yeah.
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 Happy Death Day or something.
That's it. Okay. Happy Death. Be My Valentine.
I thought it was something dumb like
but
that.
But they came out. I saw that one and it was all right. You know, and they came out with another one called Happy Death Day to You.
Yeah.
Where I think that also brings in, or she lets other characters
know that they're
repeating. I think I haven't watched that yet, but I think maybe that's kind of the...
There's that one on Netflix with that chick from the American Pie movies that was really good, where it was kind of the same thing.
Repeating the same day?
Yeah, she kept on dying over and over. And
oh, the series.
Yeah,
right?
It was a TV series.
Yeah,
that was
awesome.
That was better than...
Russian Doll?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. That was probably better than Palm Springs, but this is probably intentionally more funny.
Oh, yeah. Well,
and they had a lot more time to work with on that one because, you know, it's a TV series, mm-hmm. so they kind of... But I don't know. It was good.
Yeah,
I enjoyed it quite a lot.
I wonder if we're getting a season 2 of Russian Doll.
Couldn't tell you.
I don't know. I think I only watched a couple episodes of that. I'll have to pop back on.
That's one of those ones where Taylor was saying, well, it ended so perfectly. I really hope they don't do a season 2.
Oh, yeah.
I can kind of agree with him on that.
Yeah, we'll see.
I watched the over the last few weeks, I've been watching the Netflix and ESPN documentary, The Last Dance. That's the one about Michael Jordan's last season.
It's
odd because, like, they'll do one episode will be partly about the last season, but then it'll also be about his first season. And then another episode will be about, like, the last season, but then it'll also be about, like, around the time when his dad died. And then, you know, like, him going off to play baseball. Like, it's kind of told in that the whole thing is about the last season, but how, like, other parts of his life related to the last season.
Sure. So it's expanding on more of a documentary about just, well, I mean, it was about him anyway.
Yeah.
But it was jumping back.
And, yeah.
Cool.
It's something that I think you and you like Adam,
I like
Adam and Elijah and myself could watch it and be like, oh yeah, I remember when he was the biggest thing on the planet.
Mm-hmm.
But Taylor's a little younger than us, so like he kind of remembers Michael Jordan, but I don't think
it wouldn't mean as much probably.
For him, it'd be like a Kobe Bryant, you know, documentary might be, you know, something that would hit closer with him.
Yeah.
But for me, it was kind of almost just like this nostalgic sort of thing.
I think they did release a Kobe Bryant documentary like within a week after he died. I swear that went right on Hulu too.
Yeah. Well, and no one ever heard of that.
I never watched it. Do you have on the topic of Michael Jordan, I'm jumping to Space Jam 2.
Okay.
It's coming out next summer. Well, we'll see. We'll see. Who knows? But the reason why I'm talking about it is because, Michael Jordan refused to be in this one. He turned it down. That's why they jumped to, I think it's LeBron James who's going to be the main guy in it.
Okay.
I know there was talks about having like Tony Hawk and I think even like Jeff Gordon or something like NASCAR. But I believe it's sticking with basketball and going to be LeBron James. But the reason why I brought it up is because some like behind the scenes footage has been released kind of as a teaser.
Okay.
And they're outside of the Looney Tunes, they're introducing or having other characters in it.
Okay.
Other Warner Brothers owned characters.
Oh,
so,
interesting.
Joker will be appearing.
What?
Pennywise, The Mask, The Wicked Witch of the West. I should have
they're
said
just reaching
end.
In like any random Warner Brothers
Harry Potter,
box.
They said, as well as characters from DC Comics.
Huh.
So I'm really curious to see what they're doing with it, you know.
Okay.
Because it's going to be kind of messed up.
Yeah, a little bit.
So,
oh my God.
Yeah.
Like, if they have this weird, like, okay, Joker is going to team up with Elmer Fudd or something, and then...
Well, I'm wondering if maybe... Maybe, you know, how they had like the, what were the aliens? They're monsters, right?
Yeah.
Alien monsters.
So maybe these aliens are just taking on the form of other Warner Brothers characters.
Or maybe they won't really have so much as monsters. Maybe it'll be a little bit more like,
you know, cause, I mean,
like, like a few aliens that like abduct the bad guys and have the good characters against the bad ones playing basketball.
That's what
something.
I'm wondering. Yeah. So we'll see what happens. I just thought it sounded weird to even toss in more, you know,
because
you had the Looney Tunes and,
right.
I enjoy
the mix.
I thought
you were going to go in a different aspect of like other cartoons they would own, like, Animaniacs.
Sure.
You know, why not throw them in there?
They probably will be, and maybe they're just throwing in.
Because then I'd be like, well, that makes sense, and it'd be cool to see them interact. But Joker and the Wicked Witch?
Yeah. Well, that's why I said, I mean, so they went with some, like, bad characters. So that's why, I mean, I'm guessing that's going to be the team that they face. Although the Mask isn't a bad, I guess the Mask itself is kind of evil, right?
It can be used that way.
Yeah, if the wrong person wears it, right? Whatever. We'll see what happens with it.
Okay.
You know. And then, of course, there's a bunch of big basketball stars in there, too, other than LeBron James. I can't pronounce half of the names. So I'm not even going to try.
I don't know. It sounds interesting.
Yeah,
it's not something that I'm really like super pumped about seeing, but if I have the chance to watch it for free, I definitely will.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if it'll be. Well, who knows what will come by next summer if it's a movie that I'm gonna rush to see or not, but.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever. Do you have another movie that you watched or not?
I kind of I got a couple. No, that's fine. You don't got to worry about it. It was a good transition.
I thought so.
I got a couple of TV shows, but.
All right. What?
Oh wait, I got another documentary.
Oh, what?
There was one on. There's one on Netflix called Tread. It's about this guy named Marv Heemeyer.
Okay.
From Granby, Colorado. Did you ever hear about this guy? He's the guy who built the Killdozer.
Oh.
So he was mad with the town council and like all these more affluent people. He blamed them for his business going under.
Mm-hmm.
I've listened to the Dollop did a podcast on him about this guy. He was just so angry with his business going under, and he blamed people around the area for it.
Yeah.
So he sold off his company. Except for he kept renting one building, and he had a bulldozer. He was a welder, so he welded this this sheet metal to the side of the bulldozer, and then like he made it so it was hollow, so he could pour concrete into the sheet metal.
Okay.
So he basically made his like this indestructible bulletproof bulldozer, and he had a 50 caliber gun in there. He couldn't see out of it, so he attached cameras to the outside, five cameras, and he was looking through three monitors, and he bulldozed the town. Like, not everything, but he bulldozed a lot of things. Like, he bulldozed, like, some businesses, a concrete plant that he really, really blamed for his business going under. Mm-hmm.
That's where he bought the concrete to fill in.
Possibly. he bulldozed the former mayor's home. He bulldozed... the library, which was the library was underneath town hall, and like there was nobody got killed miraculously, but it was there so was the some
killdozer is
there was some very close calls,
yeah.
Like so it's an hour and a half documentary. I tried to watch that movie you were talking about, Killing Hasselhoff. It's only an hour and a half or hour and 20 minutes. I could only get through half an hour of it. And I was like, this is the longest half an hour of my life. I'm done with this.
Okay.
And then I went and watched this Killdozer documentary. It was super crazy. Like, this guy was, you felt bad for him, and maybe some of the stuff that he said happened to him did. Maybe they were out to get him, but mm-hmm. a lot of it, you kind of think it's delusion.
Sure. Well, yeah, I mean, you know.
I've listened or watched a bunch of different things about this. And it's so weird because one thing you'll listen to, like a podcast you'll listen to, and you totally take this guy's side. Mm-hmm. But another thing, like this documentary, you are more questioning, like this guy had a screw loose, right?
Well, so it's like I can never really bulldoze the town. You got a little something.
You can never really get a real beat on it. Like,
yeah.
Did they kind of deserve to get their town bulldozed? And then sometimes you're just like, no, they didn't. This guy was a jerk. You know, like. It's nuts. You should watch it. It's called Tread.
Okay, I will.
I
haven't seen. Did you have to search for it on there?
No, it just popped up.
Okay,
yeah, same.
I'll look.
Yeah, documentary got made last year. Okay. It's still pretty current and stuff.
Yeah, I'll check it out. That sounds like a good one.
Speaking of Netflix, Umbrella Academy came out.
Yeah.
On your TV theme.
That's jumped back. That's on my queue, so I'll have to hop on there.
The first season was good, but it kind of felt really long because they were kind of like. They were like kind of showing like, well, this person interacts with this person that way, but they don't get along with that person that well because mm-hmm. of this. And like, so it was kind of a lot of
family dynamics.
It was a lot of relationship dynamics and it was good. But man, this second season was so much better.
You watched the whole thing?
Most of it.
Okay.
It's been flying though. It's wow, you know, like, I'm not done, but it's really flying along. And I'm like, wow, I'm nearly done and I don't want to be, you know?
Now you're delaying the like episode or two that you have left or what?
I got, I think, 2.5 episodes. Yeah. It's just like we were working in the backyard. I had less time to do, And I wanted to go see Taylor. My buddy Josh called me up last night, wanted to hang out for a while, so we did. And then speaking of Umbrella Academy on from that, what's the guy's name? Gerard Way, the guy who wrote it and created it.
Yeah.
His biggest influence for that is Doom Patrol. And the Doom Patrol TV show that's on the DC app and also on HBO Max. Mm-hmm. It's been on for like 8 episodes this season. I haven't talked about it once. That is so amazing. The first season was like so weird and so out there. And the second season really is too, but like they really kind of found a balance between just going weird and driving the story along.
Well, I keep seeing little like teasers pop up on like my Facebook feed all the time.
Okay.
And is that who plays like the metal guy in that?
The guy, Brendan Fraser.
Brendan Fraser, yeah. Yep, okay.
And then there's a chick in the show called Crazy Jane. She's one of the two little Mexican girls from Orange is the New Black.
Okay.
There's, and what's his face? Timothy Dalton is he's the professor. He's kind of like a Professor X sort of guy, but really twisted.
But you said this is on HBO Max?
And on the DC app.
Yep. Okay. Yep. Well, I doubt I'll be getting the DC app, but I might try to get a preview at least of HBO Max.
I don't know if this is a show you would want to let Logan watch.
Yeah, all right.
It's a little more like there was one whole episode called Sex Patrol, and it's got a bunch of ghosts just banging in the hallways like throughout the thing, and then the sex men show up, which guess what, that's a parody of.
I can't figure it out.
Yeah, but there's a character called the Beard Hunter who he can eat some of your whiskers and gain your knowledge and abilities. Like, it's so weird.
Is this actually a comic, though?
It is a comic.
Okay.
Do you
read these?
Not often. They're so removed from the actual stuff going on in the DC in the DC comics.
Yeah.
And then every time, it seems like every time they show up, their origin is kind of altered, so I don't ever really know exactly what I'm reading.
All right.
I just know that Beast Boy was a part of them for a second, and then, like, now he's not. I don't know.
All right.
It's a really, really good show, though.
Sounds like a thrill ride.
Yeah, it's insane. Yeah, I don't know. What else have you guys gotten here?
Hey.
We got trivia or something?
No.
I thought it
would keep playing if I looked at my other thing.
Maybe you've heard of the zombie cicadas have been spotted. Have you heard about the zombie cicadas?
No.
So they've finally been spotted in the U.S. I guess other countries they've seen them.
Zombie cicadas?
Zombie cicadas. The zombies are here. Evidently, they get like a fungus inside of them that slowly eats away their mind and body and controls them.
Why do I don't know if it was cicadas or anything, but I've heard of something similar to that.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, that's really all I got for the cicada part. Whatever. Zombie cicadas, fungus eats them.
Okay.
But the murder hornets, there has been one
caught
caught here in the US now too. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I think all the virus stuff kind of, you know, they started talking about the murder hornets, or is that what they were calling?
Yeah.
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 You know, whatever. And as the virus picked up,
we forgot steam, about all these other things.
Dropped that. Yeah. You know, and so those have been caught. Yes, you've obviously heard already.
Yeah.
I don't know what state that was.
But I'm not concerned about murder hornets.
Nah.
I
think Elijah should be.
I think it's a Elijah should be, but no one else should be.
Yeah. Oh, I killed that was another thing I did this morning. I had a wasp nest growing inside of like these cement stairs. There's a gap in there.
All right.
I just watched them last night fly in and out and in and out. So I was like, I had a can. So this morning I went out there while they were kind of, you know, laying low when it was dark a little bit.
Go.
And now they're taking care. They're gone.
I was gonna say maybe go give them one more pass after it gets dark. So if any show back up,
I've been trying. You know, throughout the day I was watching to see.
You gotta end the bloodline, otherwise the children might come looking for revenge.
I thought it was just you take care of the queen that's in the nest there, and they fly away. You know, they either die from that or they take off.
I'm not sure.
Go somewhere else. I don't know. You know, move into someone's attic.
All right. Anything else here?
I don't know. I just got a text.
Yeah. Well,
this just in. if this loads.
I'm having tacos for dinner.
Yeah, it's from Elijah.
10 facts about Wilford Brimley.
Okay.
If we wanted to go over these.
Yeah, sure.
I kind of wanted some music, but it won't let me do two things at once on this phone. Wilford was his middle name.
Okay.
He was originally called Anthony or Tony.
Who cares? Wilford's way cooler.
Wilford.
I think Wilford's better, too.
Yeah.
Wilford Brimley was a bodyguard for Howard Hughes.
Oh, yeah? No. For a guy who, a bodyguard for a guy who never went outside. How tough could have that been?
He never trained to be an actor. He enjoyed mooning people.
Ooh, let's hear about that.
Wilford Brimley's on-screen presence. Yeah, whatever. I'm not going to read that part. Biggest fun he had on the Cocoon shoot came when Wilford Brimley would moon the audience or the camera. I don't remember his...
Yeah, I don't either.
Maybe they had a naked... Yeah, they were... Weren't they swimming? Did they do a... They did skinny dipping when they were feeling young.
Yeah, yeah.
But I don't remember Wilford Brimley butt.
Right. That's butt you remember.
I'm sure it was toned. Yeah.
Fuck Captain America. That's America's ass. Wilford
Brimley. America's ass.
Wilford Brimley was not opposed to a cockfight.
Oh, tell me more.
In whose mouth?
I don't know. often illegal practice. Yeah, I guess he's all about equipping roosters with razors on their feet.
What?
Yeah.
Well, that's how you do a rooster fight, a cockfight, is you put razor blades on them.
The actor argued that the law would be a slippery slope, one eventually leading to a ban on hunting dogs. So he didn't want to fight it too much. Okay. He was also a singer. He got into a feud with Yoda. What? Okay, these are stupid. I'm not... That was it. Who cares?
All right. Well, I guess that's about it.
There was no fact that said he hated children.
I don't know.
That should have been in
there. I thought I heard that somewhere. If it was true. He used to beat on children.
Oh, yeah. Oh, there it is. Number 10. Yeah. That's it. Let's get out of here.
All right. For Comic-Con Koozie, I'm Cole.
I'm Adam.
I'm Elijah.
Bye.
Bye. I'm trying to find the new intro here. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do